And the time now, 8:31 on this Monday morning here at FM 95.7 KQWC. Good morning. Welcome to our Community Corner for this 13th day of September. Well, for about 75 years, there was a company in Webster City that made a special kind of Inouye mini bike. And this mini bike will be celebrated again this week in Webster City. It's time again for the Doodlebug reunion. And joining us in the studios, we have two members of the Doodlebug committee. We have Jerry Wells along with Gerald Huseman. And gentlemen, welcome to KQWC on this Monday morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Yes, we're glad to have you here. So we had the celebration in a way last year with all the pandemic going on. And Jerry, you and I were talking about that.
Well, and that's quite a story. And Gerald can follow up on that. Mm-hmm. On August the 11th of last year, we finally made the decision that we just had to call the reunion off. We could not keep our members safe. And Gerald came up with an idea, and he followed up with it with a couple of our members, one from California and one from Nebraska. And maybe he can fill you in on what happened. It was really interesting.
All right, Gerald?
Yeah, well, Matt Smith from Nebraska, and he and I got together on the phone, and we thought maybe we could just pull it off if we just got together and met at the fairgrounds, and no building, just get together at the campgrounds, at the fairgrounds. And so we started making some phone calls, and Kevin from California, I can't come up all the names right now, but we ended up, through communications on the phone, we got a bunch of people together, and we just had what we call an outlaw reunion.
And they came from all over for this, did they?
Yeah, Jerry, you mentioned
We had seven states, yes, including Oklahoma, California, Nebraska, Minnesota, Illinois, and I don't remember some of the others, but I did kind of, we always try to take a tally when we get together, and we did have 40 people from seven states represented, and they had a ball, and oddly enough, the city really took them under their wing, and they said, you know, we better take care of these people. They really even offered some police escorts, I think, on one of the rides, didn't they, Gerald?
Yeah, police escort to the airport.
Oh, this can never stop the Doodlebug fans, no doubt about that.
No.
With this pandemic.
No. Well, and as they say, you know, one of our members even had bumper stickers made. He said, Doodlebugs are like potato chips. You can't have just one. And he's the one who came in on Friday of this last week that we're in. Or, no, I guess last Friday he came in from Illinois. Yeah. And we'll have members coming in today from Nebraska and Michigan. So we kind of keep tabs on each other, but we expect members from the 35. Well, we have members in 37 states now, by the way. I just took a count. We did have a member from Alaska, but he passed away about 2 years ago. And oddly enough, he used to fly in every year. He was a retired, I believe, an Army colonel or maybe Navy captain. I'm not sure, but he was a medical officer with the state of Alaska. He used to fly in every year and meet up with another pilot from Missouri. And he would bring him a doodlebug to ride. But he now has passed away. But we still have members in 37 states.
All to celebrate the scooter made in Webster City.
Yes. Yeah. They can't wait to get here each year. And this will be our 35th year, by the way. We're calling it the 35th reunion officially. Unofficially, we didn't have a 34th. We still count it as a reunion.
Sure.
Now, for those not familiar, gentlemen, with the Doodlebugs, of course, all three of us know what they are. Just kind of a brief history behind this.
Basically, it's a little four-foot-long motor scooter that was originally powered with a one-and-a-half-horse engine. Now, you and I both know that when we were 14 years old, we didn't weigh very much. But right now, we maybe top 175 to 200, so it takes a little bigger engine. So you're going to find a lot of these little scooters that are no longer a one-and-a-half horsepower Briggs & Stratton or Clinton engine. There may be a 5-horse. I think you've got a 5-horse. I ride one with a 5-horse engine on it. Some of them have 6-horse. One of our members even had one with a Raptor 9-horse engine, and it would do about 55 miles an hour. And I did ride it once, but that was the last time I ever rode it. It kind of scares you when you get on it. But ordinarily, you're talking about 22, 23 miles an hour, the way they're geared. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, The doodlebug gear ratio for speed was, around 22 mile an hour. But with a 1.5 horsepower engine and you have a 250-pound man on it, it would struggle to get there. But with a 5-horse, even a 3-horse, you can wind them right up there to 25, 30 mile an hour.
And these bikes were made just for only 3 years, guys, back in the 1940s. And I think the big question is, Jerry and Gerald, is what happened to its downfall? Does anyone know about that?
I wish Vern Radcliffe was here. He could tell it. He knows the story better than we do. But I believe what it amounted to is that toward the end, they became more expensive. They started out at $69.95, and I think by the end of 1948, they were retailing at $169.95. If the ads are correct that I've seen, not uncommon to see a lot of ads, that old ads that were $149. Now they're going for anywhere from $2,000 to $6,000 probably.
That is an awful lot of money, folks, for buying that today in 2021 dollars.
Although if you think of the inflation rate in 1946, 69 was more like today's 700.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Yeah. And there were how many bikes made altogether out of this?
They made them in 4 production runs of about 10,000 each. And of that first production run, I think they said there were about 750 of them that had Clinton engines. So they're pretty rare. And I don't know how many bikes there are totally. One of our members estimated there may be 1,000 of them in existence out of that 40,000. But it seems like every day we see on Facebook somebody has found one in a junk pile, and they show a picture of it, and then they bring it back in a year, and it looks like it was resurrected.
Yeah,
amazing.
We call them barn finds.
Barn finds, huh? Where was that barn find located?
Oh, they're all over it. People, the stories on Facebook are incredible, where they've found it, been buried for 60 years.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Well, let's talk about what's going to be taking place this week for the reunion.
I'll let you kind of fill them in there.
Gerald's going to fill us in.
All right. Well, tomorrow is our setup day. It's not our official opening, but we'll have people here to help the locals set up the Ed Prince building. Then Wednesday morning, we'll be seeing a lot of, during the day Wednesday, I should say, there'll be a lot of doodlebugs show up and continually. You know, we have people that only have 1 or 2 days they can show up, so they come on Friday or Saturday or whatever that might be. But Wednesday, we have rides scheduled. We have an obstacle course for people to try their skill. And Wednesday evening, we'll all go out for a meal together. Thursday, we have an optional tour at the Seneca's Foundry, or a ride on the Boone River Trail. In the evening, we'll split up and amongst the community and go wherever the groups want to go. So we'll share the business with our locals at the restaurants. Friday, we get together at the Boone Bright Museum for a that's a traditional one. We go there and have a coffee. And this year, we're not going to be able to tour the depot because of the renovation. Friday afternoon, we're going to the airport on the trail ride. Friday evening, the FFA is going to provide a pork burger meal for us. All the proceeds will be going to the FFA, and that's open to the public, and that's from 5 to 7. So the whole community is invited to come out for that. Saturday, I guess Saturday we have a trail ride and we'll have our annual meeting and our banquet.
And that'll be at the fairgrounds, right there.
At the fairgrounds. Do you have anything to add to that, Jerry? Did I miss something?
No, other than the Legion is going to provide meals for the members Friday and Saturday noon. Carol got that lined up. They cannot charge for the meal, so they're going to provide a meal for the members at the Ed Prince building, and that's our headquarters during the show. And that, of course, will be a free will offering, and that money will go toward the Legion for their projects. which I think will be a good turnout for our members. But it's something we provide. We can't really provide it for the whole community as far as a meal, but we thought if we could provide a meal for our members, it would kind of keep them on schedule. Mm-hmm. So a lot of details come up in it.
So that's going to be at the Legion building for the...
No, that'll be at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds,
yeah,
okay.
They will bring the food out to the members. Mm-hmm. And again, that's... I'm sorry we can't invite the whole community, but mm-hmm. it's a convenience for our members Friday and Saturday noon.
But if people are hungry, they can come Friday evening, starting at 5.
Yes.
Once you mentioned, Gerald,
yeah.
is about the pork meal that will be served up and 5 until 7.
Pork burger meal include pork burger, potato salad, baked beans, and a drink.
Delicious.
For $5, it's a bargain.
It sure is. $5, that's Friday evening, 5 until 7 o'clock at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds with the FFA, and that's benefiting the FFA chapter. Of the
yeah, all proceeds yes. go to FFA, yeah.
Cool. That's coming up Friday evening. Anything else did we want to cover here this morning about the world of doodlebugs?
One Jerry? Thing I might add, it's not really that important, but over the years, we've been really a non-entity as far as a club. We really didn't exist. But just as a liability, sort of a protection, we have organized our club now into an Iowa nonprofit corporation under code 504A. And what it does, it doesn't change anything the way we've operated the club, but it does provide somewhat of a liability protection for our members when they're working the club or working the show and setting up, you know, hanging banners. If you come out on Tuesday, it'll look like a bunch of monkeys climbing the trees, putting up banners. And we have banners that flutter in the wind, uh-huh. and that attracts everybody. But in doing that, we were just a little bit concerned that if someone got hurt, you know, we need some liability protection. So therefore, we have a nonprofit corporation status.
What about the one on Superior Street? Do you still have that banner there, Jerry, or...
The banner over the street?
Yeah, that'll
yes.
be going
on Superior Street.
It's already up, maybe.
Oh, it is? Okay. I didn't see that.
They used to put it up on Friday because, of course, the city guys didn't work on Saturday or Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they put it up on Monday, so I think it's up now.
Okay.
But that'll fly all week. Incidentally, mm-hmm. all week this week is designated as Doodlebug Days in Webster City. The mayor's very gracious in doing that
yes.
for us each year.
Now, there was just signed last Tuesday evening for the
yes.
ceremony down at City Hall for
mm-hmm.
the Doodlebug people.
We as a club are fortunate that the city works with us so well. They
mm-hmm.
they allow us to be on the streets and on the trails, and obviously nearly all of our scooters are not road legal. But
the police do keep an eye, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't want us to be doing anything. Right, yeah.
Well,
we're adults. We're not kids
right.
out right now.
Of course.
Yeah.
Over the years, we have not had any accidents, but law enforcement has told us this. We will let you ride on the streets. Be careful. Ride in groups. And we tell our members, don't ride alone. That's dangerous. Ride mm-hmm. in a group of 6 or 8, preferably at least 4 or 5. But this year, we have bought some of those... what would you call them?
Yellow safety
vests.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. we're going to try that. We're going to try something a little different as we go out in a long group. Sometimes you can't get the whole group of doodlebugs through a traffic light. When it changes, the other half sits there wondering, well, what do I do? Well, you can't run the light. You know, that's not going to be happening. So we're going to split them up and put vests on the front, the back, and in the middle so we can separate them into that two-group thing. And then safely get them through the stoplight. So it's something we're just going to try. We always come up with ideas that how can we keep our members safe? And
which is the name of the game there, Jerry.
That is the name of the game. And if we have someone who isn't following the rules, we'll kindly bring that to his attention. And it won't happen again, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But no, we do have rules. Uh-huh. We do have to follow the rules. Stop signs are meant to be stopped at. Stop lights are stopped. They stop the group. So
we actually have a designated safety director this year.
That is correct.
Good.
I forgot that.
And who is that?
It'd be Matt Smith from Nebraska.
Oh, okay. All the way from Nebraska.
Fremont, Nebraska.
Okay.
He's an avid Doodlebugger. He came to the Doodlebug reunion when he was 9, I believe.
I believe so.
His dad is still involved in the club, and now he's got his kids involved in the club. So,
okay. I'm going to ask both of you this question. Are there any Doodlebugs in Williams, by any chance, at the Hemken Car Museum?
I don't believe so. There are two at the Bonebrite Museum. One of them was donated by Whit Hemingway.
Right.
And recently, within the last year, the Richardson family has donated one that was refurbished. And I believe it was refurbished by one of our members, Jim Jewin from Stanhope.
The reason why I ask that is because I found out just over the weekend that it's going to be a big car show, or not car show, but car auction over in Williams at the Hemken Car Museum. And they're going to have vehicles, gentlemen, that'll run into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
They're selling that. That is just amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, he had a large selection of collection, I should say.
So Hamilton County will be a vehicle showcase with the Doodlebugs. And, of course, this big auction going on in Williams Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. One thing I would point out is that we do have Doodlebugs. Actually, we have proven that there were Doodlebugs on the island of Okinawa during the Korean War.
Uh-huh.
In fact, one of our citizens of Williams, when he was in the army on Okinawa, he was a mechanic, and he took care of keeping two Doodlebugs running that belonged to officers in his group. And when they left, he ended up with them, and he kept them running again, because we have video of them riding over obstacles, like ramps, jumping ramps and all that kind of thing. We also know that in Brazil, there is a Doodlebug. I was looking on, I don't know if it was Facebook, but somewhere on one of the sites on the internet, there was a gentleman talking, I think it was a scooter forum, and he mentioned that he had gone to a garage sale and he found this little motor scooter. He had no idea what it was, but he looked around and found out that it was a Doodlebug made in Webster City, Iowa, USA. So I emailed him and I said, "How did that Doodlebug get to Brazil? Did you buy it? Was it imported in?" He said, "No, I found it at a garage sale." But anyway, he verified that there are Doodlebugs in Brazil. Also, Jim Jewin, as I mentioned, one of our members from Stanhope, refurbished one, and he sent it to a man in the Netherlands about, 2 years ago?
Girl? Yeah.
And it went through hoops to get it there, but he got it shipped to the Netherlands.
Cool.
So they're all over the world.
Amazing. Okinawa, Brazil, and the Netherlands.
And who knows where else we'll find them.
Yep, you never know.
That's sure. True.
So, what are the hours for the Doodlebug reunion, gentlemen?
What hours?
Yeah, for the public.
We normally open the building up, and we're in the Ed Prince building. Mm-hmm. We open up about 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's normally open till about 7, 8 o'clock at night. Whenever the guys get done talking about Doodlebugs and call it a night, then we lock it up.
Okay. So that's mainly from 8 in the morning till about roughly 9 o'clock at night.
Maybe 8 o'clock. 7 to 8 o'clock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So they can come over and see these Doodlebugs, and admission is free.
Absolutely. Yes. We've never charged admission, and I think that's one of the key points of our show.
And how many, you say, are expected to come to Webster City? About 45?
Oh, no. This year, I'm guessing we'll have 80 to 100 people.
I would say by Friday night, if we were to count the Doodlebugs in the building, which is where they're locked up at night for the most part, we might find 100 or better Doodlebugs lined up. This is why we went from the Van Deese building to the Ed Prince, because it's about one-third bigger.
Yeah.
And we've almost outgrown it already.
Amazing. So our population will certainly grow for Doodlebugs for the next few days.
That's right.
So, again, it's happening Wednesday through Saturday at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds in the Ed Prince building, primarily running from about 8 o'clock in the morning to about 7 at night.
Right.
And admission is free, and you'll also see these scooters travel around the streets of Webster City, too.
That's correct.
Very good. Anything else for the good of the cause here, gentlemen?
I can't think of anything.
Thank you for having us today.
Absolutely. Glad
we appreciate that.
No problem.
We appreciate, again, like Gerald said, all the city has done for us, and we want to make sure that that exists in the future.
Sure. And for many more years to come for Doodlebug reunions.
Yes.
In Webster City, so. Jerry Wells, Gerald Huseman, thanks for coming out today. Really,
thank you, Pat. Have a good day.
You bet. That does it for Community Corner for today. It's now 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is KQWC.